We are joined in studio by our friend Barry Newport of Penobscot Theater Company. Welcome, Barry.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me and us. I'm here with John Seidenberg, who's a new member of our company. He's been here about a year, and patrons may know him because he's our box office manager.
That's right. Hello.
Hello, John. Welcome. Good to have you here with us. First time in the studio.
Yes, absolutely. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you.
I asked John to be here because John designed the projections for Woody Guthrie's American Song, which opens this week.
Yeah, and tonight's
the first preview.
Okay.
Last night was Pay What You Wish. We had 300 people there.
Whoa.
It was crazy. And I know I come on a lot and celebrate all of our shows. Rich, I'm in love with this show.
Really?
The reason I chose it was because the arrangements of music are so off the chain. They're so amazing. A lot of people don't remember who Woody Guthrie is or was. Some people get confused with his son, Arlo Guthrie, mm-hmm. who's been to Maine many times, including this past summer at the Criterion. But Woody was punk rock before punk rock. This Machine Kills Fascists he had on his guitar. And so many of Woody's songs have been covered by Springsteen and Dylan and Joan Baez and the Grateful Dead and so many more. His influence is really so far-reaching. What I love about the show is that it's not political in any way or another. It's what you take from it. And, I mean, relevancy is like super top of mind when you see this show. It's like, wow, that was happening in 1938. It's also happening right now. It's pretty amazing.
And that's a conversation that Barry and I have had many times, actually, since the first designer run a couple of weeks ago, when we both came in to see the show for the first time, and we were blown away by how incredibly talented this cast is, but how powerful his words are even today, even though they were from the 30s and 40s.
So every word in this show is Woody Guthrie's words.
Wow.
Incredibly prolific poet and writer of prose and song. And of course, he's the people's poet. He's the original American folk singer. And he wrote, you know, like 500 songs. There's 34 of the songs in this production. And it's 6 actor musicians. Mm-hmm. So all of the people on stage are making all of the music. It's extraordinary. I think a lot of people think that, and we've talked about this, that it's going to be somehow depressing because mm-hmm. Woody wrote during the time of the Dust Bowl and the Depression.
But he also had a great sense of humor.
Super
too.
Funny mm-hmm. And wise. And more than anything, it's truly a joyful celebration of life. A lot of people don't know that he was diagnosed with Hutchinson's disease. Is that right?
Huntington's.
Yeah. Huntington's disease when he was 40. Mm. And he died in 1967, which is so long ago. He'd be 107 now.
Wow.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's an incredible show. I think people think, oh, it's going to be like dusty or it's for older people.
Well, and that was when I came to the designer run. I beforehand, just knowing we were doing the show, it wasn't the favorite choice for me for the season. And then going to that designer run and seeing the first rehearsal that I was there, I was blown away. And I remember Barry came up to me and said, I think we have a hit on our hands. And I was like, yeah, I can't wait to see the show again. And that was from last night with our audience at the Pay What You Can performance we had last evening. We had so many people come up to us that were saying, I had no idea what this was going to be. I am in love with this show. I'm in love with this story, these characters. And the cast does such a great job of not only bringing his music to life, but bringing his voice and his character to life with that humor, with that soul and that heart.
That's wonderful. Now, who else is part of the production team putting this all together?
Well, Tricia Hobbs designed the set. We have a new lighting designer with us named AP from Memphis. And Chris Blissett, who's in the production, directed it. And it is stunning. His wife, Amanda Ryan Page, choreographed it. And altogether, it's an incredibly winning team. Our sound designer, Sean McGinley, mixes a beautiful show. We believe so much in this show that we are unveiling a new initiative starting tonight, which is Woody's Welcome Wagon. Anyone who's never come to Penobscot Theater Company can show up starting an hour before and 10 minutes before. We will release any seat that's not sold. And people who've never been before, we want you to come as our guests. We believe so much in Woody's message And in the message that theater is for all as well, this land is your land, this theater is your theater, come one, come all. And we're doing that throughout the run of the show through the 29th.
That's wonderful. Fantastic. We're talking with the folks from Penobscot Theater, Woody Guthrie's American Song, opening this weekend. And it's just the beginning of a wonderful, we're 46th season, is that right?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
How did that happen?
I don't know. I've been here. This is my eighth season.
Wow.
I know. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, you've put together what looks like a fantastic season. And as excited I am to see Woody Guthrie's American Song, I really can't wait for Gaslight.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people are really excited about Gaslight. I was thinking that last night as I was so enjoying Woody Guthrie that it's going to be such a different experience, you know, a Victorian manor house.
Well, the season in general, it's like there's never been a better time to be a subscriber to Penobscot Theatre Company because every show brings something different, whether it's you've got, you know, your patriotism and your excitement of just being a human with Woody Guthrie, you know, the thrills of Gaslight, the crazy comedy of Don't Dress for Dinner. We've got Matilda's The Holiday Show. So many like great things for everybody for this coming season.
And if you like music, it's a bit of a leap from Woody Guthrie to the killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, in some ways, but in others, not so much, because he was also a voice of the people coming out of Faraday, Louisiana,
totally.
And then owning not only rock and roll, but blues,
totally.
Country music. Man, yeah. I can't wait for that.
I mean, the connection there is, this Woody Guthrie show is full of bluegrass and folk and country and rock. If you can imagine Woody, like classic Woody Guthrie songs rocking, they do. But two of the incredible cast members, Chris Blissett and Jeremy Savolovitz, Jeremy, who was here for Ring of Fire and for his Tom Petty show this past New Year's, toured many, they've done hundreds of performances with Jason Cohen, who plays Jerry Lee Lewis in his show, which is coming this New Year's Eve, Great Balls of Fire. The three of them have toured extensively with Million Dollar Quartet. These are like top of the line actor musicians.
And then you've got a show. Am I correct? A Safety Net. This will be only the second production ever.
That's right. We've been part of the development of it for a year and a half. It's been developed at the Alliance Theater in Atlanta, and it's having its world premiere in Atlanta at a small theater called Theatrical Outfit. And our production is the second production, sort of a rolling world premiere. And the playwright will star in it.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And then...
And then Jen Shepherd.
Jen Shepherd is Dr. Ruth.
As Dr.
Good
Ruth,
Lord.
Which is just too perfect. I know. I'm really excited. I thought, Jen, you're so young. And then she like put the glasses on and did the voice, and she's Dr. Ruth.
There you go. Well, it's a wonderful season of Penobscot Theater, starting with the opening show opening this weekend, Woody Guthrie's American Song. Get your tickets. You can call 942-3333, visit penobscottheater.org, or go see John at the box office, but it sounds like you best get those seats.
I'm telling you,
this is away.
It's a main premiere, and people are going to be blown away. It's a love affair that I'm having with this show. Everyone is.
Yeah.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, and Slim Goodbody's in it.
Right? Yeah, Slim Goodbody. That's right. John Burstein, who's become a new friend, new personal friend of mine, has social justice in his blood, as, you know, did Woody Guthrie. And John is a... accomplished actor musician. Nobody maybe knows that he's a classically trained guitar player. And we were just talking in the car. He gives a heartbreaking and funny performance in Woody Guthrie's American Song.
Well, check it out, Dan. Thank you so much for coming in. Great to see you both. We look forward to many visits as the season rolls on.
Yeah, and I hope I can get Heather Libby and other musicians here you can hear it in the studio.
Well, that'd be fantastic. Thanks so much. Barry and John, Penobscot Theater Companies, we wrap up the first hour of Downtown on a Thursday afternoon. Still to come, a tribute to Bob Newhart on his 90th birthday from Bill Sanderson and Julia Duffy. Andy Hart of WEEI in Boston. Good, Bad, and Ugly calendar and tweets of the day as well. Do we have a little Woody to get us into the break? Let's do that. Here we go.
There's a great and a bloody fight around this whole world tonight. In the battle, the bombs and shrapnel rain. Hitler told the world around he would tear our union down. But our union's gonna break them slavery chains. And our union's gonna break them slavery chains. I walked up on a mountain in the middle of the sky. Could see every farm and every town.